Hello, hello, Empresses. Welcome to January. It's Leslie Tagorda with your cosmic weather, January 2022. Oh my goodness. Before we dive in, I just wanted to thank you so much for a full year of cosmic weather. It's been such a joy to bring the wisdom of the stars to you so you can work in your business with more ease and impact. I've changed up the cosmic weather just a little bit to see how it can be more effective and digestible for you. So if you have any comments on what you would like to hear more of or less of in the upcoming months of 2022, please let me know because I want to make this as powerful of a tool for you. So let's dive in. January's origin theme is emergence. So 2022 is just peeking over the horizon. Your vision is getting clearer, especially as you made so much needed white space in your busy schedule with last month's fertile void. In that void, creation and magic happened for you in your business. In this first month of 2022, your seeds stretch out of the darkness of the soil and reach for the sun. The seedling doesn't work hard to reach up. It doesn't strive or try. It believes the sun is there and it can feel its warmth and hear its call. It believes it is time to grow. So it does, with ease and flow. As you look across the horizon, desiring to see what's ahead, how will you decide to grow? What new belief in yourself will be that warmth of the sun calling your work forward? I believe this is your time to work with ease and impact in 2022. In the origin community, in harmony with the cosmos, and in active participation with the communities you build through your business. I believe your work as an entrepreneur and change maker is important and part of your personal development, also known as your spiritual journey. It is time to emerge. This month in January, we see Mercury entering Aquarius on January 1st. We have our first Mercury retrograde in Aquarius. It'll travel back from Aquarius into Capricorn beginning on January 14th. We have our Uranus retrograde in Taurus ending on January 18th. The nodes of the moon shifting into Taurus and Scorpio also on January 18th. The sun entering Aquarius on January 19th. Mars entering Capricorn on January 24th. Mercury, while it's in its retrograde motion, re-entering Capricorn on January 25th. And the Venus retrograde that we've entered the year into ends on January 29th. We have three lunations this month, depending on where on this beautiful earth you live. We have our first new moon of the year happening on January 2nd or 3rd in Capricorn. We have our full moon at mid-month on January 17th, highlighting Cancer. And we have our second new moon in Aquarius on January 31st or February 1st, depending on where on this beautiful planet you live. To make things a little bit easier so you don't have to like stress and remember all of the details, because that's the last thing that I want you to do is get bogged down by these astro details, I want you to start to get familiar with the planetary pulses. And so I introduce this in the highlights, the cosmic planning for the annual empresses, and I wanted to share the days of the week so that if you just have to focus in and you're like, I can't remember what's going on with the astrology today, focus in on the day of the week, because each of these days of the weeks were named after each of the planets, our closest, most traditional planets. And each of the planets have a role in our life and our work. So if you're in a pinch and you just want to like remember like how should I maximize my day, it's best to work with the planetary pulse. So on Sunday, remember that Sundays are about the sun, creative, radiant, joyful source. So on Sundays, make sure you are doing what you love. On Monday, named after the moon, it's a day to feel and intuit and nourish and take self-care. No wonder it's so hard to get started on Mondays and just attack our to-do lists, because Mondays are about feeling. So define how you want to feel for the rest of the week and listen to your intuition to plan out the rest of your strategy. Tuesdays are named after Mars. Mars is about taking action, motivating, initiating, and leading. Take action on your tasks on this most productive day. No wonder you get so much accomplished on Tuesdays with Mars's activation. Wednesdays is ruled by Mercury. Mercury wants you to think, speak, write, communicate, and share information. Just like our cross-pollination days in Origin, Wednesday is that cross-pollination kind of day where you are meant to get social, send information, maybe send an email, share your voice, whatever you need to do to communicate on Wednesdays. Thursdays, named after Jupiter, is about believing, expanding, teaching philosophies and vision, giving gratitude, and promoting your business. So Thursdays are a great day to work on your website, send out press releases, and promote your business with the world. On Friday is Venus's day. It's a beautiful day to connect, combine, appreciate, beautify, and soften. Venus days are perfect days to focus on your money, focus on relationships, and bring more beauty and appreciation into your business. Saturday, named after Saturn, where Saturn is about mastery and boundaries and saying no. So whatever you do on Saturday, create those boundaries so that you can take time for yourself to fill your cup. So remember, just head on over to that planetary pulse. I have the write-up written for Origin's Cosmic Weather in January to remind you. So the rest of the cosmic shifts that I'm about to share with you, remember these are collective cosmic energies available to us all. There's nothing to be fearful of. Instead, get curious about what the stars and planets are asking you to learn. The times that are given are for exact meetup points. You'll often find the energy days or even weeks leading up to and away from this exact meeting point. There are no prescriptive or predictive requirements, simply suggestions on how to work with this energy instead of against it, so you can be in more ease and flow. And if you need to personalize your energies, I've created a little Loom video that you can watch. I have that link again in the written form of the Cosmic Weather that shows you at a glance how you can start to discern how these cosmic energies are personally impacting you. So let's dive into the Cosmic Weather. January 1st. It's a new dawn. You have a refreshed vision, a new perspective, and support from the cosmos to accomplish your goals. Capture the energy of this fresh New Year's Day into your upcoming year. On New Year's Day, the first thing that happens is that the sun in Capricorn trines Uranus retrograde at Taurus of 10 degrees and Capricorn of 10 degrees. What new vision of what you will accomplish in your business is now clear to you? And later on that evening, Mercury enters Aquarius at 11:10 p.m. Pacific, 2:10 a.m. the next morning Eastern. What new perspectives do you want to give voice to? Now through January 25th, 2022, Mercury will spend time in free-thinking Aquarius before heading back into goal-oriented Capricorn during the upcoming retrograde. Mercury loves being in Aquarius as it gets to think about the future and gets to use its quicksilver quickness to experiment with new ideas. The upcoming Mercury retrograde will show you what of these new ideas will be practical in helping you accomplish your goals. On January 2nd, we have our first new moon in Capricorn at 12 degrees. This happens at 10:33 a.m. Pacific, 1:33 p.m. Eastern. Remember, if you're going to be doing a new moon ritual, which I really hope that you'll be doing, you want to do it about 35 minutes after this exact meeting point and up to 72 hours after this meeting point to have the maximum impact harnessing the darkness of the moon for planting your seeds. It's the first new moon of 2022. You've been planning, setting your resolutions, and marking your goals. What if you were to remove all the specificity and details of your plans, strategies, tasks, and resolutions? If you stripped those details away, you'd be left with an intention, an open, expansive, and intention. An intention is an open invitation to the universe for something present in this moment and expansive with surprises that can exceed your expectations, while goals can be binary and limiting. Open up to an intention. Reframe a money goal such as earn $10,000 a month into an intention that asks to easily and consistently receive at least $10,000 a month. It's subtle yet profound. For an intention you set today, cast it for the ultimate mission you want to be responsible for in your business. Claim how you want to author your expertise and commit to being the change you want in the world. Some questions to ask you to get to your intention is, what kind of expert do you want to be recognized as? What past challenges are now your creative fuel? And what will your mantra be for 2022? Intend this now. Fast forward to Saturday, January 8th. It's a big day in the cosmos with our second quarter moon in Aries and the midpoint of the Venus retrograde. Like the sun, your radiant creativity is involved with these two aspects tying in both the moon and Venus, which creates emotional galvanization. Your emotions are now crystallized, so you are absolutely certain how you want to feel to be motivated. It's time to take focused, aligned action on all the intentions that you've set. One step forward in the way you want. One small step forward on your long haul of 2022. This will be especially crystallizing for the Earth Empresses, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. So first, our second quarter moon in Aries. This happens on the 8th at exactly 10:11 a.m. Pacific, 1:11 p.m. Eastern. The theme is to act with self-love. And then Sun joins Venus retrograde in Capricorn at 18 degrees, marking the halfway point of our Venus retrograde. This happens at exactly 4:48 p.m. Pacific, 7:48 p.m. Eastern, where, remember, the Venus retrograde theme was revaluing your powerful investments and co-creators. So this one day with our second quarter moon and our halfway point of our Venus retrograde, your relationships are revealed in full light. And remember, relationships are not just about the we, but it's the relationship of how we find our me in the we. So it's a big day. We are at the midpoint of our Venus retrograde cycle, where you've been pondering realigning your values, connections, and relationship to money. Oof, you've been feeling this cycle magnifying your deepest interpersonal and money relationships. It is all now illuminated. Don't be afraid. Look. Be curious. Befriend. It's through this full illumination that now over the next few weeks, you can make a plan for how you will mend any relation gaps or galvanize the value you've already created for more potency. Venus will move forward on January 29th, so we're not done yet, but now this is the time where you'll have greater understanding because everything is illuminated. On January 11th, we have Mars at Sagittarius of 20 degrees squaring Neptune at Pisces of 20 degrees. This is activating all of that mutable energy. This happens exactly at 1:43 p.m. Pacific, 4:34 p.m. Eastern, where Mars and Neptune, magical creative vitality. For a few days leading up to and away, you feel a gentle power bubbling forth. Usually, when Mars and Neptune meet, we channel our physical energy, that's Mars, into devotional and imaginative Neptunian outlets. Remember, this kind of Mars-Neptune integration is to move your body gently to integrate the inner heat and confidence. On this Mars day, Tuesday, it's a wonderful day to get moving on your to-do list, especially those big projects where you need to do lots of visioning and big thinking. So to get activated, ground into your body, stretch your body, embody yourself to take aligned action, especially activating for our mutable sign empresses, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. On January 14th, we have our Mercury retrograde beginning at Aquarius of 10 degrees, where this Mercury shifts gears at 3:41 a.m. Pacific, 6:41 a.m. Eastern. So this January 14th, make sure you mark this on your calendar because it's going to be quite a sensitive day. Maybe tech glitches. So with Mercury retrograde in Aquarius, it's about rethinking our social impact for pragmatic reasons. This is not completely visionary. We have to make sure that we can accomplish our social impact that we want to rethink. So as Mercury stops on this one point at Aquarius of 10 degrees, be ready for all kinds of tech glitches, especially as both Mercury and Aquarius have to do with high tech, all things technology and electrical. Remember, you do not need to fear this cycle if you learn to work with the energy. So using it to reset, redo, rethink, and reorganize. This is the Mercury retrograde cycle where you get to rethink what kind of innovations you need in your work to be able to focus on your expertise. You are seeing how your work is making a difference in your world and your communities, and how your work can further reverberate in harmony in your larger communities. You'll need to reconsider how your past innovations have now created silver linings of opportunities. Look at the area of your chart between Aquarius of 10 degrees and Capricorn of 24 degrees, as this is the area of your chart that will be highlighted three times. If you have planets or angles in this area of your chart, they will want to chime in on this retrograde cycle. If you have big Saturn energy, Aquarius or Capricorn, Sun, Moon or rising, or your Saturn may be on your rising or your midheaven, you'll see how you need to focus in your efforts to maximize your impact. So remember the Mercury retrograde cycle. Mercury entered the shadow zone on December 29th. Now, today on the 14th, it stations retrograde at Aquarius of 10 degrees, and it will be stationing direct all the way in February 3rd. So the next few weeks, enjoy this time to rethink, reorganize, and rethink your social impact. January 16th, we have another powerful day. So mark this day in your calendar as a powerful day of illumination, a new sense of duty. This day, we have a couple of things going on. We have Sun joining Pluto in Capricorn, and this Sun-Pluto magnification is fully illuminating the moon. We have our full moon in Cancer at 27 degrees. So this is probably one of the most potent days of all of January. So with the meeting of Sun and Pluto, a once a year occurrence, and then that Sun-Pluto meeting facing off with the moon to form our first full moon of 2022, we have new choices to make. The Sun and Pluto is a powerful dynamic duo in Capricorn, and they ask us to uncover a new sense of priority. And when paired with the Cancer Moon, the illumination is more intense, more potent, more pressing, more determined, and quite frankly, more emotional. The energy of the day is piercing, asking you to not just commit, but to use your emotional needs to show you the way. To commit is to make a decision, a choice. Choose your emotional needs first and foremost for the most potent and impactful sense of responsibility to yourself. Yes, please, Empress, put your emotional needs first. That is your new sense of duty. So, Sun joining Pluto at Capricorn of 26 degrees, revealing a new obligation to yourself Remember, that's your putting your emotional needs first. Again, this is a necessity, non-negotiable. And then our full moon at Cancer of 27 degrees, where we are celebrating your self-care. The full moon, Cancer 27 degrees, this happens at exactly 3:48 p.m. Pacific, 6:48 p.m. Eastern on January 16th. Again, celebrating your self-care because it is time to illuminate and celebrate all the ways you've been nurturing your body and heart, or not. A Cancer moon is so potent and sensitive that often we forget that her tears are her power. This ultimate soft power is a primal need for emotional security and nourishment, and it is different for each one of us. But what is the same for all of us is that it's time to prioritize our emotional needs, for these, again, are non-negotiable. When we are doing the big and scary things to run a business, we have to have our safety and security fully grounded and embodied. Celebrate all of the ways that you've tended to your emotional needs. Again, remembering that these emotional needs are necessities, not luxuries, that allow you to shine. Illuminate all the ways you haven't yet nourished yourself in this way. Release and let go all of the shoulds or can'ts that tell you that this deep love of self-care is a waste of time or money or only for the weak. Your rootedness in order to rise in your business is grounded in your loving self-care and emotional safety. Create this for yourself and make space to create it for others. On the 19th, the sun enters Aquarius. It is another new dawn. It feels so enlivening when the sun leaves Capricorn for Aquarius. This happens at 6:39 p.m. Pacific, 9:39 p.m. Eastern, where we are here to renew our social values for an equitable future. What change do you want to be in your communities and society? Now, this Mercury retrograde is really like rippling and echoing the sun going into Aquarius. So, Aquarius season, it's time to create the future now, a time to renew your vision and philosophy of the future and share that with your larger communities. Your people will connect to you when you share your unique social values and the future you want to create. Do not underestimate the power of a shared dream of humanity. That is really how you bring in your aligned people. Both Mercury and Venus are still in retrograde, so you've already had so much rethinking and reevaluating. Now it's time to harness the creative source of the sun to craft your movement. During this season, may we all choose hope, change, equity, and social impact in our business. For all of you Aquarian Empresses, the most free and innovative of solar return birthdays to you. On January 23rd, we have the sun joining that Mercury retrograde at Aquarius of 3 degrees when the sun and another planet meet. At least with this Mercury, it is a full moon phase of the Mercury retrograde cycle, where we are at the halfway point of our Mercury retrograde cycle. Yay, you've made it this far so far. This happens at exactly 2:28 a.m. Pacific, 5:28 a.m. Eastern, where we are rethinking social impact, a full illumination. What new emotional understanding do you have about the future? Mercury is at the heart of the sun today. Your mind and soul are aligned and fully illuminated at this midway point of the Mercury retrograde cycle. You are halfway done with the cycle, and now, what do you now see? What do you now know? What new perspective and understanding do you now have with all that may have gone awry since January 14th when Mercury first reversed? You have an emotional understanding now of all that has happened and what needs to change. Fast forward, January 24th, Mars enters Capricorn at exactly 7:05 p.m. Pacific, 10:05 p.m. Eastern, where we have our drive to persevere. What are you committing to through disciplined action? Mars loves being in Capricorn and is exalted in this go and get it sign. Now through March 7th, it's time to harness this willpower on the things that matter most to you. Pour this energy into accomplishing and mastering your expertise and impact. If you have a natal Mars in Capricorn, you have a tremendous drive and focus. Be sure to direct your energy from a sense of self-responsibility instead of a perceived duty to others in your business. If you have planets or angles in Capricorn, as Mars drives through, expect a boost of physical stamina, activating your natal energies over the next 6 weeks. On January 25th, we have our fourth quarter moon in Scorpio. This happens at exactly 5:41 a.m. Pacific, 8:41 a.m. Eastern. It is a time to regenerate. What will you detox from today? Deep restoration can be a radical act to completely stop doing and to literally drop all your tasks so you can tune into yourself, to detox from all notifications and busyness. But this is what you need right now with this fourth quarter moon integration phase. If you take even 24 hours to regenerate, you will feel so much more expansive and ready to take on even more of your purpose. The last quarter moon phase is an integration phase in our lives and our businesses, a time to cultivate all we have learned and assess what we want to continue with and what we want to churn back into the earth as nourishment for the seeds we've planted. With Scorpio, it's about eliminating and detoxifying for this brief moment. Later on that day on the 25th, Mercury retrograde re-enters Capricorn at 7:05 p.m. Pacific, 10:05 p.m. Eastern, where we now have practical, sustainable reattunement. What strategic communications keep you on track for your goals? Now through Valentine's Day on February 14th, Mercury will spend its time back in Capricorn, leaving Aquarius while in its reverse direction. Back in mid-December of 2021, Mercury spent a little bit of time in Capricorn asking you to get strategic about your messaging and sharing and teaching of the information to prioritize keeping track of your goals. Now, you've had some innovative perspectives come through while Mercury was in Aquarius. Now it's time to weave in all of this innovation and new understanding into your communication strategy with focus. So this is pragmatically potent for late cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. On January 28th, Mercury meets up with Pluto at Capricorn of 26 degrees in its retrograde motion. Mercury has been, you know, dancing with Pluto, just like Venus has been dancing with Pluto, where the theme is your words have power. Take two. What do you need to reiterate? Look back to about a month ago, right before New Year's Eve. Mercury and Pluto met at this time. You had words for saying goodbye to 2021 and welcoming in 2022. Now that we're a few weeks into 2022, you have an addendum you want to add to your powerful declarations. What do you want to rewrite and reiterate? Your words are powerfully honest and transparent at this time, so choose your words wisely. They have tremendous power, especially compelling for late cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. January 29th, Venus retrograde comes to a standstill to move forward at Capricorn of 11 degrees. The theme, re-envisioning impactful partnerships. Venus has now come to a complete stop and shifted gears forward. Over the last 6 weeks since December 19th, Venus has given you a deep dive into re-examining your connections and resources you need to thrive. Your values, while Venus is in Capricorn, focused in on how to thrive through achieving your goals, living up to your own responsibilities and being the expert. What has come up for you? What do you now know about your relationships, your money, your values, your investments? What do you now know about your responsibility and dedication to these values? You now know what you need to change. Over the next month, as Venus traces forward over where she reversed, you'll notice echoes of these themes that will give you the strategies on how to move things forward. Venus will be going direct and retracing, and she'll finally leave the shadow zone of Capricorn of 26 degrees on March 2nd. Got way more Venus in Capricorn up for us. All right, January 31st, our new moon in Aquarius at 12 degrees. This happens at 9:46 p.m. Pacific. And for those of us on the East Coast, this is really for February, but I'll give you a little preview where we are rethinking our social responsibility. Today, you plant the seeds for your work in collaboration with your larger communities to create a lasting difference in the world. How do you want your work to change the world? Well, there we are at the end of the month of January. I hope you have the most blessed beginning of 2022. Again, I'm super open to hearing how these cosmic weather forecasts can serve you more. So please let me know what you would like to hear more of or less of. All right, Empresses, talk to you soon.